safe mode restrictions are, and almost always that code sucks. The GPC behaviour, if you see the old behaviour turned on because there's like this old shopping cart that needed it, your application should point that out to the administrator when they install. I don't like seeing that thing on at all. It just makes it so dangerous. Magic quotes. How many people know what magic quotes is? Okay, I'll just explain it for the people who have never met it before. It sounds like a really great idea. What happens is that the variables that come in are checked for whether we've got an apostrophe or not. However, SQL injections can be done without apostrophes, so it doesn't actually work that well. What it means is that PHP will automatically put in quotes where it thinks you need them. And it doesn't get it right. So code is full of add slashes, remove slashes, and it's really, really, really annoying. What I like to see is code that makes its mind up from the very word go. If your host has turned magic quotes on, either go ahead and remove them all and then take action as you need to do, or trust that magic quotes has got its job right. But there's other things in SQL injections that you need to be aware of. If you're using a Postgres backend or any ANSI 99 backend, you should be aware that you can do SQL injections without apostrophes. It is actually possible to do hexadecimal SQL injections. It's almost impossible to prevent those, except for constraining the size. So when you want small fields, make small fields. Maintenance. Unfortunately, a lot of software out there gets thrown onto SourceForge, and that's the last time anyone hears from the author. That's pretty much true of everything. But unfortunately, SourceForge allows that software to be downloaded forever and ever, and that's a great resource. I love it. I've got about half a dozen projects on there. But there's plenty of code that has got circa 99.9 security or even worse. And what it gets down to is that they're just dangerous. There's no way that you've got to allow that sort of code run on your host, but it's always going to be there. So go to Michael's talk tomorrow, learn about how to protect yourself against such stuff. I like to see all the security performance fixes in the really minor releases. Okay, OWASP, www.owasp.org, everything's there, except for this presentation. That's actually on my website. I'll try and get it up onto the OWASP website later today or tomorrow. PHPB, well, they need a lot. Anyone assume old system in recovery here? No, it's an old one. Loser Attitude Readjustment Tool, generally known as a baseball bat. Anyway, I'm not suggesting that everybody needs that, but certainly some of them do. I would like to help, but they're almost unhelpable. I'd certainly like to get that fixed. Okay. Last slide. Where you can get all the stuff. The main place to go is the www.owasp.org. You can grab it from my website. Treviba.net/OWASP. There's a whole bunch of OWASP stuff in there that I've been doing. The main thing is actually the latest draft of the guide. Until it's actually formally released or gets to a beta, it will actually stay there. PHPB, that's where you get PHPB from. Firefox is web developer. That's a great tool. If you actually want to attack an application, get Firefox. How many people use Firefox here? Yeah, that's great. Go to the get extensions, type in web developer. Then go to the guy's website, because the newer version is much, much better than the version that's deployed at Mozilla.org. The recognized PHP security expert is Chris Shiflett. Maybe you guys want to invite him for next year's conference. He's a great guy. He really knows his stuff. If you go to shiflett.org or phpsec.org, there's a bunch of articles there. If you're doing PHP development and want to learn about security, head off to his websites. Okay, what I'd like you to do is, when you get home, you've got some time, grab a copy of the latest draft, have a read. There's lots of information there. It's about 50,000 words. Certainly, if you've got some outstanding topics you're trying to develop at the moment, have a read through those sections as if it was a dictionary. I probably even myself have not read it cover to cover yet. It's not that sort of a book. The threat modeling stuff, Microsoft have the threat modeling book. It's available as a PDF, as a free download. Type in threats and countermeasures into Google, you will get the PDF download. The first third of the book, although the last third of the book is great as well, if you're an ASP.NET developer, the first third of the book talks about threat modeling. That particular process is fantastic. doesn't take very long, and when you actually apply it to your application, you'll figure out which of the things you really need to fix first and which things you can ignore. It saves a lot of time, a lot of money, and it's about the best thing going out there. There are some alternatives like Octave and AS4360, but unfortunately they don't work well for code because they don't enumerate code problems. The Threats and Countermeasures book, which describes the threat modelling, does work for code reviews. It works for pen tests and it works for development. So go get it. I know it's a Microsoft resource and it's in PDF, which might, it might taint you a bit, but honestly, it's a great resource. It's fantastic and it's free. Unfortunately, security is not a one-time shot. I am actually employed on a regular basis just once. I feel sorry for those places because they don't get it. It is actually something you have to do all the time. I'm sorry about that, but it's just the way it is. Think evil when you write your application, and you'll find that you'll actually enumerate most of the problems for yourself. And that's it. Thank you very much for your time. Any questions? Deathly silence. I'm glad we bored you all. Okay, thank you very much.
We start at 10, so it's a bit later than today, so we can sleep in more. Which means that we could go out tonight and drink.
Drink good.
All cut code. We can go out tonight and cut code. Cool. That was good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Sparty works, formerly Sparty with our template creation, can expose a little bit of a thing you probably would expect. But they all have that problem. The problem with GetNoSQL is it's not finished. So it's good enough to develop applications in, but expect it to change. It's not zero. There is Frame stopped development about 2 years ago. That's but WASQL is a better choice. It's trying to be an equivalent of structs for PHP. So you've got structs plus UIs. It's got database access in there as well. But honestly, if you're going down that path, you may be better off doing the JavaScript app. Blackdown doesn't work on there. The Blackdown one doesn't work.
That's
not valid. In that case, you basically have PHP, and well, the best bit there is to check out WACC. You might see decent apps with it, but I'd be aware that it's actually not that bad. Neither is Frame, because it hasn't been updated since. What I'd probably suggest is, if you've got spare cycles, they're probably the changes to the city. S-W-E-A-T. He's launched PHP and has been in for a couple of years. His blog's up online, but he doesn't really have a lot of other stuff. Most of his articles are actually on.